on 46 caps, nearing 50. Just for you, being back in the environment, you missed the whole of last year. Just being back in this environment, how special is it for you?
Yeah, it's really special, and I'm obviously very happy to have been playing now almost like the full season of the international season. Obviously missed it last year due to injury, so I'm very happy to be healthy and fit again. And yeah, it's been so lekker with the boys to be back in the mix, learning a lot, and yeah, just happy to be back playing again.
You can play fullback, you can play centre, and you can play fly-half. How much does that versatility, I mean, if you look at a couple of guys in the group, how much does that versatility help in you know, for the selections and for coaching and all of that? I mean, how much of an advantage does that give the team?
Yeah, it's a super advantage, and, you know, it's something that the coaches have been moulding into me since I came into the setup in 2018, so it's definitely a role that I've grown into, and something that I cherish to do for the team. And yeah, it has a lot of advantages, obviously, with you know, we've got a lot of versatile players in our team, players who can be utility, and that obviously helps with the team selection and with the plans that we want to go for each weekend. So yeah, it definitely plays a massive role to the way we play, and, you know, it obviously has a huge benefit for us as a team.
Italy obviously going to be a very different challenge to France. If you do play this weekend, you know, what are the main threats you think they pose?
Yeah, look, I think Italy has really built their game. They a lot like an all-court team. They can defend, they can attack, and yeah, they've got brilliant players, Capuazzo, Cannone. Yeah, they've got great players that they can pull the strings for them. So yeah, I think definitely it's gonna be a big challenge, especially in the air. I think firstly that's gonna be a big battle, and then obviously set piece wise, we know they're a good mauling side. They can take it up front as well. Yeah, I think they basically got an all court game. As I said, they set piece are very strong. In the air, it's gonna be a big battle. Their wingers, they're not scared to get up and at the ball. And then yeah, you know, defensively they're really good team. So yeah, we'll be ready for the challenge.
Playing at Juventus this weekend, something different. Have you been there before? Are you a football fan?
Yeah, I'm a big football fan. I'm an Arsenal supporter, but yeah, I think it's going to be an incredible atmosphere playing at the Juventus Stadium. Never been there, so it's going to be my first time. I'm sure a lot of the guys' first time as well going there. I didn't get the chance to play at Wembley, so yeah, really looking forward to playing at that venue. But, you know, first of all, we got to make sure that we get our detail and everything right throughout the week, and yeah, and hopefully enjoy Saturday.
How much tougher do you think? I mean, you played Italy earlier in the year, South Africa played Italy earlier in the year, but how much of a challenge do you think, especially after they beat Australia last weekend, yeah, are they going to be this weekend, especially at home in front of this passionate home crowd that they have?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a super contest, and I think they're definitely going to bring a challenge to us. They're definitely up on a high after the result last week against Australia, and rightfully so. I think they've been playing very good rugby. We saw it in June, July, when they came down to South Africa. They really put us under pressure. In our first test, we managed to obviously get the win in the second test in PE, but again, they showed very good signs. I played recently for the Stormers, obviously, against Parma and Benetton, and playing against some of the Italian players, and, you know, they're really good, and they've made that step up, and obviously getting great coaching from their head coach. But yeah, as I said, they're really all-court team. As I said, set piece very strong, kicking game very good, and then they've got big players, breaks, as I mentioned, Capuazzo, Cannone in the forward, Zuliani's there as well. So yeah, I think it's going to be a battle all-court on the field, but something that we look forward to.